Good morning, WLLY listeners. This is Brother Amen Dave Moran. The Amen Corner is on the air again. We'll have some good singing and music, as well as some old-time preaching. Amen. You can listen to WLLY anywhere you want to by going to WLLYradio.com. And it's all one word, WLLYradio.com. And just follow the instructions. This program is part of my personal ministry to see God's Word glorified. If I can plant a seed in your heart or water a seed already there, I pray God will give the increase. To God be the glory. Amen. So here is today's program. Praise the Lord. This is Brother Amen Dave, and today on the program we're going to do something a little different. We're going to be looking into some of the hymns, at least one anyway, on page 139 of the Tennessee Music and Printing Company Church Hymnal, which is the one we use here at Harbor Light Holiness, copyright 1951. It's the Cleveland, Tennessee Church Hymnal, and the hymn is page 139, At Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned. Till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
There's a total of 8 main points to this song we just heard. That was me singing, by the way. The first point we're going to go into right now.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified.
Ecclesiastes 7:20 says, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Isaiah 53:6 says, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. I think we can all say, like the song says here, it says, Years I spent in vanity and pride, Carry not, my Lord was crucified. You know, you start out young and you're a child. You have the innocency of your childhood. But then you learn that sin nature. It will take control. Your mother will ask you, did you eat that cookie? Did you take that cookie? And you'll say no, you know, even though you've got the crumbs all over yourself. And if they're chocolate chip, you've got that all over your mouth. But you'll lie, you'll learn to lie, you learn to, it's just part of human nature, and we don't understand it growing up. We find out that we're born in sin, just like our scriptures say. It says, years I spent in vanity and pride, you know, your pride in yourself. I'm not going to admit I did wrong, I've got too much pride, I'm going to lie about it, I'm going to say I didn't do it. You know, carry not. My Lord was crucified. You know, you don't understand in that fleshly life. You won't understand why the Lord had to go to that cross. You won't understand it at all. You know, you don't have any concept of why he would do that.
Knowing not it was for me, he died on Calvary.
The song says, knowing not that it was for me, he died on Calvary. And like we said in the last segment there, you don't understand. You don't know why. You don't know why the Lord went to the cross. You realize that he did. You know, if you've gone to a Bible school or you've read the Bible, you've heard preaching all your life, and you know about Jesus going to the cross. But here it's stressed that we didn't know that he died for me, you know. We don't realize it was for me he died, you know, for us. He went there for us to pay for our sins. And here we go back to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53 and verse 4. It says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people was he stricken.
By God's word at last my sin I learned, then I trembled at the law I spurned.
The song says, by God's word, at last my sin I learned. Paul, in the book of 1 Corinthians, it would be chapter 6, beginning at the 9th verse, it says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now, when I got saved, I remember the scripture that really got a hold of me was that if there be a man among you who seemeth to be religious, but bridleth not his tongue, his religion is vain. I believe it's in the book of James. Yes, the book is book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. If any man among you seemeth to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. And I said, my Lord, that's me. That's what I do. You know, and I realized I was guilty of that, and many other things, too, that the Lord pointed out to me when I myself became aware of my own sin back in 1977, by the way.
Till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary.
So there I was back in 1977 under conviction of the Holy Ghost. I realized that I was that sinner. You know, the Bible talks about the woman who lost a coin in her house and she swept the floor, you know, looking for it. She lit a candle and swept the floor. I won't go to that scripture right now, but you probably remember it. The other one was the lost sheep in the wilderness, where the shepherd leaves his 99 and goes off in the wilderness to find this sheep who was in the wilderness. But this coin that was lost in the house. And you can be in the house of God. You can be in church and be lost. And that's like this man was. And I grew up in, I went to church. I went to a denominational church. I won't mention what it was right now. I probably mentioned it in the past, but I won't mention it right now for the sake of this program. But I was in church and I was lost. And I realized that I knew about Jesus going to the cross. I knew all those things about that. And here I am under conviction. I realized I'm a sinner. I'm not saved. And so I began to pray for my own self. And thank God the Lord was with me. The Holy Ghost was right there and guided me. I confessed all my sin unto Him, unto Christ. I confessed all my sin, and the Holy Ghost helped me with many things and brought up things for me. And I said, yes, I'm guilty of that. Yes, I'm guilty of that. And it was then, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary, I realized I needed the Lord. I realized I needed Him. I realized all my life I had needed to be born again. And I had that promise. If I confess my sin and confess my faith and ask Him, He would come into my heart. And I had that to my advantage. And of course the devil didn't like it, but I kept on praying. I kept on, like we say, praying through. You know, I prayed through one day back in April 7th, 1977. Praise the Lord.
Now I give to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own Him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary.
Here in verse 3, we've taken 2 points at a time to save a little time here on the broadcast. It says, now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own Him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. And that's what I did back on April 7th, 1977. I gave Jesus my heart. I said, if You can save me, if You can do anything with me, I'm Yours. I gave Him everything. I had a broken heart. My heart was broke, but I gave it to Him. In order for Him to fix that, you got to give Him every part, every piece of your heart. You know, and such a joy came over me. Such a wonderful feeling, like I was a child again, as far as innocency goes, and being free from sin. I felt that burden leave, and now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. I remember I was thinking, and I probably told the Lord right then, I said, everybody is going to want this. Everybody will want it. And the sad thing was, when I told people how I got saved, I told people how I was born again in the church I was going to, they didn't understand it. They rejected it. They thought something terrible had happened to me, but it was the best thing that ever happened. And now my raptured soul back in 77, and today back in 2024 here, my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. You know, I like good music. I like a lot of different good music. I'm not much of a rock and roll fan, but I do like some good music. But my favorite songs are the ones about Him. My raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Praise God.
Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary.
last 2 points of our song here. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. You know, the grace that brought it down to man. We think of John 3:16, I think, mostly. Here, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, the grace that brought it down to man. We didn't deserve this salvation. We did nothing to deserve it. Only the grace and the mercy of God made that available to us. And the mighty gulf that God did span, we have to look at another scripture here. Our scripture is found in the book of St. Luke, chapter 16, and I'll begin in verse 19. And this is Jesus talking, and he says, "And there was a certain rich man, which was clothed with purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in torment in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." Here is that great gulf, a mighty gulf in hell, you know, between hell and what we would call heaven. They called it at that time Abraham's bosom, which was before Christ had died, but that was where they went. They went to what they call Abraham's bosom. And then he said, "I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." And Abraham saith unto him, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." And he said, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." And he said unto them, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." And here it's a kind of a dangerous scripture here. If you don't believe Moses and the prophets, and Moses and the prophets wrote of Christ coming and the forgiveness of sins and the suffering servant of Christ, how he suffered and died for us. And I read in Isaiah 53, he said, "Neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." In other words, this mighty gulf is fixed, but God did span it at Calvary, that great and mighty gulf. And I was saved back in 77, like I say, and I'll trade it for nothing. I'm hanging on to this. I told the Lord one time, I've just got to keep on keeping on. I've got to make it, you know, my friend. It's the only way I can live. And we're going to go and hear our song again right now. Praise the Lord.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned. till my guilty soul imploring turn to Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I give to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Life's no. I'll help the sick, the poor, the weak, and words of kindness to them speak. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the needs that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. While going down life's weary road, I'll try to night to day, make flowers blue along the way. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the need.
This has been the Amen Corner radio program with Dave Foran. This program is on the air each Saturday from 10:30 to 11. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're looking for a home church or a church to visit, come to our services here at Harbor Light Holiness Church on Highway 42 East, just about 2 miles from Wilson, on the left-hand side, just past Tarts Mill Road. Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m. and evening service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek service is at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so you can come and visit. Brother Irvin Lewis is our pastor. He'll be very happy to see you there.